Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Irvin Daf Tzadi Aleph Irvin 91. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites a braisa from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda wants to prove that the law is like Rabbi Shimon, who we had seen earlier, that a person is allowed to carry from the roof to the courtyard to the karpaf, and that these are all considered to be one rishus and their one domain, and therefore it's permitted to carry from one to the other. So says the Gemara, Kishai Amar Rabbi, that Rabbi taught Kishayinu Lomdim Torah Itzel Rabbi Shimon Betekoa, when we were studying Torah with Rabbi Shimon in Tekoa, Hainu Ma'alin Shemen Valuntis, we would take up oil on Shabbos to anoint ourselves with, and we would take up a luntis, this is a towel, to dry ourselves with, migag legag, from one roof to another, migag lechatzer, from the roof to the courtyard, michatzer lechatzer, from the courtyard to another courtyard, michatzer lekarpaf, from the courtyard to the karpaf, mikarpaf lekarpaf acher, ad shayinu magiyin etzal mayon shayinu rochotzim bo, until we reached the mayon, this springs of chametveria, which we would wash ourselves with. And so therefore, that's how the commentaries interpreted that this is referring to the springs of Tveria, meaning to say they would bring the oil and the towel via the roof and the courtyards until they reach the Mayan, so as not to carry them through a place that's prohibited to carry. And so we see from this price, like Rabbi Yehuda in our sugya, that according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that the roofs and the courtyards and the karpiofs are all one rishus, and therefore you're allowed to carry it in this manner. Says, and then the Gemara brings another price that also supports this position of Rabbi Shimon. Ma'isa b'shasa sakana. There was a time where it was a time of danger, meaning to say that the nations of the world were persecuting the Jewish people because of their being Jewish. V'ha'inu ma'alin sefer Torah mechato. And so therefore we would bring up on Shabbos, we used to bring up the Torah scroll from the courtyard to the roof. We bring it up from the courtyard to the roof, from the courtyard to the karpaf, with crow's bow, in order to read it secretly. And we see from here, like the position of Rabbi Shimon, that the courtyards and the roofs and the karpafs are all one domain, and therefore you're allowed to carry from one to the other. So the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a proof for that position in terms of, in support of Rabbi Shimon, because Amar lo, ein shasa sakana raya. They said the time of danger, you can't bring a proof from a time of danger. You know, it's a time of danger, we're going to rely upon many different leniencies. But going back to the position, the braisa that we said earlier, that Rebbe said when we studied Torah with Rabbi Shimon and Tekoa, we used to bring up the oil and the towels until we got to the spring to take a bath. And Tosus writes, and Tosus and Shabbos 147b, Tosus writes that when they went into the bathhouse, when they went into the spring, that there was only one student with Rabbi Shimon who went in, because the Gemara in Pesachim says that a student is not allowed to bathe with their Rebbe. Well, Yerchot's Talmudim Rabbo. The Gemara in Pesachim says that if his Rebbe needs him to help him in the bath, if the Rebbe's frail, he can't do it in the spring, then he's allowed to ask his student for help. And so we see that Rabbi Shimon must have only needed one student when he went there, and not any more than that. The Minchas Yisach writes that the prohibition of Rebbe going into the bathhouse with his student, there's actually two prohibitions there. One is a prohibition on the student that it's not going to be considered kavod for the Rebbe. It's not honorable for the teacher. And there's another prohibition which is on the Rebbe itself, and that is the prohibition that the Rebbe is not allowed to act kalos rosh. The Rebbe is not allowed to act in a manner that's not appropriate. Here we mean appropriate, meaning to say that the Rebbe should act like a teacher, not like a buddy, in front of their students, and he shouldn't play with the students or eat or drink with them, because the Rebbe is supposed to be different, and he's supposed to have the emaso mutalos alehem. He's supposed to have some reverence and respect for the teacher, so that they can study Torah from him, and that's how the Gemara rules. That's how the Shulchan Aruch rules in Yoredeya Simin Reish Mem Vav. However, on this basis, the prohibition of the students, that we would say that if the Rebbe needs the students, then it'll be permitted for them to go in and help him, because the Rebbe is mocho on his honor, and so therefore that he's allowed to, with respect to the first aspect of the prohibition, that the students can't act disrespectfully. So there, if the Rebbe says, I need your help, then it's okay, because the Rebbe is mocho on his kavod. However, with respect to the fact that there's another side of the prohibition, that the Rebbe can't act b'kalos rosh, that the Rebbe can't act in a manner that's going to cause them to have less respect for him, that doesn't, even if they need him, that's not going to help, because that's the whole concept here. And so therefore, we see from here in general, that would be problematic. And so nevertheless, however, from our sugya, it seems that there's no prohibition on the Rebbe to allow the student to come in, because Rebbe Shimon was machal. He gave permission for Rebbe to enter in with him. And so therefore, we see from here that there's another aspect where it's permitted, that even when it is for the purpose of the Rebbe, as long as it's for the purpose of a Rebbe, it's not going to be prohibited to enter into the bathhouse with him, because that is indeed his honor, and that everything that the student is doing for the Rebbe, it's going to be for that purpose. Today, we would say that we would be exceedingly careful, aside from the fact that his Rebbe is not mochal on his kavod, and aside from those aspects of the prohibition, we know that today that the just the norms of a body image and that type of associations, we have to be exceedingly careful, and this is, should... We have to go beyond the level of what the halacha says here, and accept the fact that in today's culture, that even farther, we have to be even farther and make sure that everything is going to confirm not only with the laws of halacha here, but even with the appropriate guidelines by the state and by the government for what's appropriate behavior between a teacher and a student. And so even with, especially when it comes to person's body image and swimming and bathing, and there we have to take guidelines not only from the halacha, but also from what the government guidelines are in this area.